Glenn Greenwald joins us now. He broke the news on his website, The Intercept. He's also the author of the book, No Place to Hide, Edward Snowden, the NSA, and the U.S. surveillance state. Ed, was on. You were on the program with us, what, a couple of weeks ago, and then this got delayed a little bit, and you were talking bombshells and fireworks and all that. Glenn, to be quite frankly, Frank, in today's news cycle, this is being played below President Obama being offered a puff-puff pass in Colorado. I mean, was there more, and I'm missing it?
It's gotten a lot of play. We just posted it last night at midnight. You know, the New York Times has a very long article on it that's being promoted as the top story or the second story. I mean, look, I mean, the fact is that there are people who look at the targets and will think, oh, that's only Muslims, and even though they're my fellow Americans, I'm not really bothered by it. I think sometimes that's part of it. But I think the implications are sinking in nicely.
Are there more names? Are there more people? Were there some who wouldn't cooperate, or help me understand the bigger picture?
Yeah, this is a really hard story to report. I mean, for one thing, we wanted to make sure that anybody that we reported, we were very comfortable that we weren't, you know, blowing a legitimate ongoing investigation. And at the same time, a lot of people did not want to be publicly identified as being targets of the FBI or the NSA for fear of the stigma that it would produce. And we wanted to honor people's wishes in that regard and not drag them unwittingly into the public light, especially if they were private individuals. So all of these five were people who were willing to come forward and speak out. We felt like they were very illustrative cases. It's five is a manageable number to report. And our investigation into this list is definitely ongoing.
Is this the finale? Is there more we're going to learn from the Snowden documents, or is this the finish?
No, I mean, I have stories that are already written, in fact, that still will be published. Other journalists from around the world are working up with us on the archive. There's definitely a lot more big stories to come, but for me, this fills in a really important part of the picture, which is putting a human face on how we all know that the Obama administration is bulk surveilling all of us, but this puts a human face on the kinds of dangers that can be presented to dissidents or people who criticize the government from the most invasive forms of surveillance. So it's important, but not the last.